Okay, today Be'ezus Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Bavas, and today we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Hamocher yayin lechaver v'hichmetz. If someone sells wine to his friend and the wine sours, einu chayv b'achriso. That is not the mocher's problem. It soured after he had sold it. V'miyadua she'einu machmetz harezim akachtos. But if everyone knows that this seller's wine sours, meaning he has a history that his wine sours, then it's a mekachtos, and he does have to reimburse the fellow. V'imamar lo yayin mevusam ani mocher lecha chayv l'ham. If he says that I'm selling you very good wine, I'm selling you yayin mevusam, then it has to be wine that lasts until Shavuos. Beyond Shavuos, it doesn't have to last because the summer gets really, really hot, and we could assume that the weather is going to turn the wine. The yashan, if he says I'm selling you old wine, mishalishtakin, it has to be from the previous year. Umeyushan, if he says I'm selling you aged wine, mishalishalishalim, then it has to be wine that's in the third year, and the Gemara adds that it has to be able to last until Sukkis of that third year, because Sukkis is the time of the Betziras HaNavim, it's the time of the harvest of the grapes, so it has to make it till its third birthday. That's what Miyushan would mean. Mishnah Dalet, Hamocher Makom Lechavero Livnos Lobayis, Vechenem Kavim Mechavero Livnos Lobayis Chasnos Lomno, Beis Almanos Lobito. If a person sells real estate to somebody else to build him a house, or a person takes upon himself the responsibility to build a Beis Chasnos for his son, or a Beis Almanos for his daughter, meaning when a young couple gets married, the father of the chassan builds a small annex to his home that where the young couple can live. Not the parents of the kala, because it's considered inappropriate for the son-in-law to be living near the mother-in-law, because we're afraid of tznius issues between the two of them. So it's the father of the chassan that builds an extension to his house. If a girl, Rachman al-Tzlan, becomes an almana, so her father will build an extension onto his house to allow her to move back in. But so how big should that home be? Bona arba amos al sheish to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says 4 amos by 6 amos. Rabbi Shmuel lomer refes bakar, who's that? That's a refes bakar. That's not a home. Who could live in a place that's only 4 by 6 amos, like a jail cell? Harot sadasos refes bakar. If a person wants to actually build a refes bakar, bona arba amos al sheish, then it's 4 amos by 6 amos. The Gemara is machlokas whether that line of a refes bakar being 4 by 6 amos is Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Is it that Rabbi Akiva says that, yeah, you know, chidami, refes bakar is 4 by 6 amos, and who says your house has to be any bigger than a refes bakar? Or is it Rabbi Shmuel saying, no, refes bakar is 4 by 6 amos, and your house obviously must be bigger, and Rabbi Akiva probably just disagrees with the size of the refes bakar. Bayis cut and sheish al shmona. If the agreement is to build a small house, then it's got to be 6 by 8 amos. Gadol, if the agreement is to build a big house, shmona lesser, then it's 8 by 10 amos. Traklin, if the agreement is to build a palace, eser lesser, then it's 10 by 10 amos. How high should the ceilings be? What's the standard? Rumo kachati orko kachati rochbo. The height should be the half width plus half length. Raya ledavar heichal, and that's the way it was in the heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, which was 40 by 20, and therefore the height was 30 amos, because half of 40 is 20, half of 20 is 10, 20 plus 10 is 30, so that equaled the height of the heichal. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer hakol kibinyan heichal. And he says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that everything is like the binyan of the Heichel. So some say he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama, and the way to read it is Hakol Kabinyan Heichel. You think everything is supposed to be the Heichel? Just because that's the way the Heichel was built, it doesn't mean that that's the specifications of every other type of building project. So Mishnah Gimel we learned, let's review. Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you sell wine and it's soured, the mocher is not responsible for it. But if you know, if this seller has a history of his wine souring, then it in fact is a mekachtos. And if he told him, I'm selling you yayin mevusam, then it has to last until Shavuos. If he said, I'm selling you old wine, it has to be at least a year from the previous year. And if he said, I'm selling you aged wine, then it needs to be in its third year. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we learned that someone who sells a space to build a Beis Chasnos Lebno, Beis Almanos Lebito, Rabbi Kiva holds it only needs to be 4 amos by 6 amos. Rabbi Shmuel says, what are you talking about? That's the size of a refes bakar. If someone says he can build a small house, 6 by 8 amos. Large house, 8 by 10 amos. Very large house, a traklin, 10 by 10 amos. And then as far as the height of these all these places, the height should be half width plus half length, just like the heichal. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel might disagree with that and say that we cannot derive from the heichal. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey.